MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Businesses and schools have been targeted in Mthatha in the Eastern Cape in a spate of incidents of extortion. The police minister, Senzo Mtunu, says two specialised units will now be deployed. Kuselwa Ranchi speaks for the Eastern Cape Provincial Government and joins us on the programme. And firstly then, what is behind all of this?
Jeremy, I think it's still a subject of further investigation as to whether it's just random criminals that we're dealing with, or we are dealing with a serious case of organized crime. You would understand that in the Eastern Cape, already in the last 2 years, there were some incidents reported of this, but at the time, it was targeting businesses in the main construction sites, where it was presenting itself as more of so-called SMMEs demanding the 30% that is supposed to be earmarked for them whenever there's a construction project, especially for the construction projects that are managed by government. So what they were doing at the time is, instead of asking for that 30% and there be a competitive bidding process, they will come into the contractor and ask to be given the rents and cents that are attached to that 30%. So it's something that we have been dealing with in that scenario, but it has since lowered itself down, if you like, to ordinary citizens, as we're seeing or hearing reports about schools that are targeted, churches, homes of ordinary people that are that these criminals are demanding protection fees for. It's a sad situation.
It is indeed.
We are hopeful that with the deployment of additional forces since last week by the South African Police Services, we are going to arrest the situation and turn around everything that we are seeing currently.
In fact, two specialized police units will be deployed. What is the specific remit there? Are you aware of that?
The expectation is that these units will go into those areas that have been identified as hotspots. There's a combination of your tactical units, investigators that are dealing with ordinary crime as well as serious violent crimes. There are intelligence operators. So it's a whole specialized force that will be overseen by senior officers from South African Police Services in the main from Pretoria. You would also understand that over time, with unresolved cases of this nature, there has been an erosion of trust between SAPS members and the communities in around Mthatha. So the deployment of these forces will also add that layer of trust, so that communities are able to go to these officers and report some of the incidents that they are experiencing. And we are hopeful that part of what will happen with the deployment of forces from outside the area, they would be able to trust that the information that they are sharing with those detectives will not, in one way or the other, come back to haunt them. So we are hopeful that in the near future, this is something that would be managed and people that are behind all these incidents, they will be brought to book.
The concern, of course, is victims being able to safely report experiences without any fear of retribution.
I think that's why, and it has been a call from the provincial government, it has been a call from communities around the, especially Mthatha, that there must be a deployment of officers from outside the area to remove that layer of familiarity. And we are hopeful that they will be protected, because this is going to be an investigation and an operation that is conducted by these police officers that have been deployed. So with that, Jeremy, we want to really encourage and call on people of Eastern Cape at large, and people of the areas that are mostly affected, to work with the police and to trust the police with information that may lead to the arrest of those that are behind these incidents.
Just a final question. Beyond Mthatha, are there other towns that the provincial government is red flagging?
The area of Gqeberha, there's been quite a lot happening there, although in the main we are still seeing this as a phenomenon that is affecting your business people. You would also understand, though it perhaps not in a large scale, that in the area of Buffalo City, in the last couple of months, there have been reports of doctors that are targeted and some other ordinary business people that are targeted at their places of work. And we're hoping that this operation, whilst the main focus is going to be in the area of Gqeberha or the Greater Nelson Mandela Bay, as well as your OR Tambo District Municipality, but we will not be putting our work off the other areas where we are seeing that there may be a rise of this, because we don't want a situation where these criminals will move from the areas that have been red flagged now and move to other areas of the province. So it's work right across the province, ensuring that we improve and we ensure the safety and security of citizens, because this is unfortunately something that affects businesses, and it affects our economy. It also affects employment creation, and we're a province that requires growth in that
Indeed.
Area.
I am going to leave it there with my thanks. Kuselwa Ranki speaks for the Eastern Cape Provincial Government.